We tell ourselves stories in order to live. Joan Didion. I was in the kitchen, slicing apples at 9 a.m. in full-throttle preparation for our annual family Seder dinner when the landline rang. I assumed it was one of the usual suspects invited to the Seder calling to bow out, asked to bring a friend or clarify a food assignment. Or one of my daughters, who liked to check in with me early each morning. I doubted it was a solicitor, too early even for one of them. When I glanced at the caller ID, however, I saw Jimboree. Huh? My mind went blank, and staring at the phone, I dropped the knife I was holding. There had been no contact with the company I founded for longer than I could remember. And I was at once curious and anxious about the reason for the call. I cupped the receiver with both hands, cleared my throat for some semblance of presence, and as nonchalantly as I could, uttered, "Hello?" with a tinge of curious question mark. The corresponding voice introduced himself as Mark Breitbard, the new Jimboree CEO. It was 2013, 22 years since I had been the Jimboree CEO. And 37 since I'd founded the company. Six CEOs had succeeded me, and not one had ever contacted me. I told Mark he had caught me off guard, and in my nervousness disclosed that I was awash in kitchen duty for a Seder. He chuckled warmly and proceeded to delight me with an account of his own upcoming Seder, from which I also learned that we were neighbors in Mill Valley in Marin County, California, who lived only 2 minutes away from each other. These coincidences and personal tidbits dissolved my initial apprehension, replaced by easy conversational flow and a comfortable connection. Mark told me he wanted to understand the company's heritage better and honor its legacy. He hoped I would make time to meet so he could learn more about me, about the inspiration that spawned the business, and about how we built an international powerhouse from humble beginnings. He was hungry to know about the early years, our reason for expanding beyond the play program to retail, and much more. He added that, in addition to meeting with him, he hoped I would spend time with his management team and even speak to the entire company. As the new steward of Jimboree, he felt strongly that bringing the founder home and instilling the history of the company in the entire staff were imperatives. We agreed to meet soon for breakfast. When the call ended, I paused to allow this unanticipated encounter to settle. Seder preparation could simmer on the back burner for a few minutes. I was transported back to the Jimboree adrenaline rush days, when the thrill of the entrepreneurial ride had hooked me. I visualized in rapid succession various images from a time gone by. Attentive teachers overseeing giggly toddlers running from activity to activity. Stacks of signature colorful playwear perched on bleacher-like shelves at retail stores. And a collage of the beautiful and loyal colleagues with whom I had shared this major part of my life. I felt a smile spread over my face, and my heartbeat speed up. I wandered to the living room window seat and perched on the narrow cushioned bench. Then something stopped me short. All of a sudden, I was not sure, frankly, what I was feeling. While happy to hear from Jimboree, I was reminded of the sense of slight I'd felt when no prior CEO had contacted me for so long. I became uneasy about the possibility that these and more unresolved feelings would surface from my Jimboree departure. I wondered whether a reconnection to Jimboree would enhance my life, or be no more than a passing event, or drag me back to a time that I had left far behind. I realized I couldn't afford the time right now to drill down any deeper. Seder dinner preparation took precedence, and this unplanned turn of events would have to wait.